Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishneh Yomi, we started chapter 12 of Zevachim, talking about the Tevul Yom and who can divide up the meat and the hides. Today we're picking up with Mishnah 3 and 4 in chapter 12. Orot Kodshim Kalim Labailim. The hides of all Kodshim Kalim, less holy offerings, go to the owners of the animals. So if someone brings their Karban Toda or their Shlamim, etc., they get to keep the skin. The Orot Kodshe Kodshim Lokohanim, the hides of all Kodshe Kodshim, higher level sanctity, go to the Kohanim. Now we've seen, yesterday we talked about the hide of the Ola, but this also applies to other items like the Asham and the Chatat, which are also Kodshim Kolim. Kal v'chomer, and it's a logical derivation. And the Kahati actually points out from the Gemara, this logical explanation is Rabbi Yishmael. The other sages say they actually can learn it from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Asher Hikriv, not just the Ola, but Asher Hikriv, anything that's offered of Kodshim Koli, Kodshe Kodshim, the Kohanim should get the hide. But this logical argument reflects Rabbi Yishmael. Ma im Ola shalozachu bivsara, but in Ola, the Kohanim don't get the rights to the meat. The meat of the animal is all burnt on top of the Mizbeach. Zochu be'ora, but they are zoche, they do acquire the rights to the hide. Kodshe Kodshim, other Kodshe Kodshim, the Asham, the Chatas, Shezachu Bivsara, where the Kohanim do eat parts of those animals. Eino Din, isn't it logical? Sheyizku Be'ora, that they will be Zoche, they will have the rights in the hides of those. So if the Torah gives them the rights to the meat, then certainly gives them the rights to the hide. Ein Mizbeach Yochiach, and the altar itself does not prove the opposite, says Rabbi Yishmael, she'ein lo or mikol makom, because the mizbeach, the altar itself, never gets the skin, the hide of the animal, only the internal parts. And the Bartender elaborates that this part of the Mishnah is really showing that you might have thought, well, there are times when you can have an entity, in this case the mizbeach, the altar, that gets the meat of the ola, but not the hide. So that's really not a proof about when you can get a hide, because the mizbeach itself never burns the hide. We never burn the skin of the offering on top of the mizbeach. On to Mishnah Dalad, kol kodshim, any sacred offerings, she'era bahem pasul, that a disqualifying event occurred to them, kodim lehefshetan, before they were skinned, ein orotehem lakohanim. Their skins do not go to the Kohanim on duty to be divided amongst them. But the converse is true. La'achar hefshetan, if the problem occurred after the skin was removed from the offering, orotehem lekohanim, the Kohanim indeed do get to keep the skins. Am Rabbi Chanina, skana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina, who was an administrator of Kohanim, he worked in the Beis HaMikdash for many decades. He says, miyamai, all of my days, all the time I was serving in the temple, lo ra'iti, I never saw, or yotze lebei tasrefa, a skin that had to be taken out to the place of burning. Now recall, we've seen before that an offering that gets invalidated, instead of being burnt on the mizbeach, it's taken outside of the temple complex to a place where they burn the pusel, the disqualified pieces. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva hears the statement of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. He says, Midvarav, from his words, Lamadnu, we can learn out, Shemavshit at the Bechor, someone who skins a Bechor, a firstborn animal. Now recall, a firstborn animal without a blemish is an offering in the temple and eaten by the Kohanim. A firstborn Bechor with a blemish is given to the Kohanim to eat at home. So they took this one was unblemished, we thought it was fine, it went up to the temple, and they already shechted it and skinned it, Nimsa trefa. Now they're examining the dead animal, the dead bechor. They find there was a trefa, like a hole in the lungs. So now they can't actually eat the animal. It's treif, and they can't continue the avoda and burn the parts of the mizbeach. It will go out to beit the trefa, but the hide has already been removed. So Rabbi Akiva says, we learn from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, she'yaudu karim bechoro. That in this case, the Kohanim get benefit, get hana from the hide, even though the trefa, bechor, you can't have any other benefit from, but since the hide's already removed, so we see they can benefit from the hide, because after all, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said he never saw a hide go out to be burned with the rest of a disqualified animal. The other sages reply to Rabbi Akiva. They say, Ein lo ra'inu raya. They say, you can't say you can't hold logically that we never saw this, that he never saw this, is a valid halachic proof. It could be the case that simply in all of the decades that Rabbi Chanina Sgano Kohanim served in the temple, they never had a bechor that was found out to be a treifa after they skinned it. Maybe that never actually happened. So just because he never saw it is not a proof that the halacha is not like the fact that you have to burn the hide of an invalid bechor. Ela yotze lebeit ha-sreifa. Rather, the halacha should be like other invalid animals, where the hide should go along with the rest of the animal outside the temple to be burned there. And this phrase, ein lo ra'inu raya, you can't say, I never saw it, is a proof that it will never happen. That's a very important statement because sometimes, especially in the Talmud, sometimes the Mishnah, but the Talmud will bring cases that seem a little bit far-fetched at times, but simply because it isn't obvious to us, or it's something we never experienced, doesn't mean it's impossible. So lo ra'inu eino raya, and also our sages often bring a more extreme case so we understand the limits of the halakha and understand the more common cases as well. Shar kochachem, tizku l'mitzvot.